I'm just not a writer. So why am I so passionate about journaling? This is why. And this is the thing that most people don't talk about, is I don't just journal to write. I journal to... You are listening to The Weekly Parody, a podcast for unconventional leaders who are dedicated to stepping up, using their voice, and making an impact in this world. Hey, welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. My name is Heather Parody, and I am your host. On Fridays, it's just me and you for about 10, 15 minutes, and I share with you the things in my life that's making me fidget, squirm, making me nervous, things I'm failing on, struggling with, you know, just to make you feel better about your life. But really, I just want to be more real and honest with you guys and for you to know me, the human being, and us have an honest dialogue about what it takes to build something. It is not all rainbows and sunshine. It is real work and sometimes frustrating. So that's what Fidget Fridays are for, and I hope you guys had a fantastic Christmas. I love Christmas, but I love New Year's even more. That is coming up. Oh, I'm such a New Year's junkie. It's my favorite holiday, but I talk too much about it. So I'm just going to let that be right there. Just know New Year's is your girl's jam. Today, I wanted to talk about journaling and something about journaling that a lot of people don't talk about. And I don't know a lot of people actually do this. I haven't heard anyone, or if they have, I don't remember, talk about this aspect of journaling. And this time of year is super exciting for me. I'm going to share with you in a future episode my New Year's rituals and routines. I know I'm so nerdy, but I can't help it. I was born this way. But one of those routines is getting a new journal every single year. I have been journaling for, oh my goodness, 12 years? At least 12 years consistently. I know I've played with journaling for longer than that, but like consistently keeping one journal every single year. I believe it's 12, 13, something like that. And I fill it up. It's not a journal that I write one or two times in and then buy a new journal. It's I fill up an entire journal every year for this long period of time. And I am so passionate about this discipline for several reasons. And my goal for Fidget Friday, y'all, is to have you go and write in a journal. And this is why. This is why. I'm not a writer, okay? I podcast for a reason. It's because I don't enjoy writing. I'm not one of these people who sips tea with a kitten in their lap and writing a book. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, holler at those people. I love reading your stuff. I just can't do it. I'm too ADD. It's hard. I'm not good with spelling. Like, I'm just not a writer. So why am I so passionate about journaling? This is why. And this is the thing that most people don't talk about with journaling, is I don't just journal to write. I journal to read. What does that even mean? When I write and fill up a journal, I don't put that journal away in the attic or in a closet and never look at it again. I am very intentional with revisiting old journals from years past and reflecting on things that were going on in my life, how far I've come or have not come, things that I thought were so detrimental at the time and that I would never be able to overcome. You know those moments. And rereading over those and re-experiencing and living through it and being grateful. Now, you can, you know, say like, oh, well, it's not good to live in the past, etc. I get that element. But when you reflect on the past from a place of gratitude and reflection of, I thought I would never be able to get over this, and I did. Maybe I can get over what I'm going through now. Or, man, I was really far back in this goal then, and look how far I've come. Coming from a place of perspective, of really seeing the big picture of your life, when you see trends, when you see maybe repeated things that you've said over the years. Like, I know for me, one thing I've always wrestled with, and you can go back into my journals when I was in my 20s, and I talk about purpose. I wanted a sense of purpose. And it's so interesting because that same theme comes up in my journals now, where I still wrestle. And I've thought about that. I'm like, hey, isn't this interesting? For the past 10 years, I've talked about the same thing, and I've addressed it in different ways, you know, as I've gotten older and wise in my advanced years. But it's always a theme in my life. So it's a really good question to ask myself. Why is this something that I struggle with so much? Why is this something that's so important to me? And so I wanted to kind of share with you my routine and reason for journaling, because I think that there is so much beauty in our life. Those small little things, you know, I have a tendency as a big picture person to jump from one event to the next, one accomplishment to the next. I will cross the finish line, metaphorically, to one goal, and I'm immediately thinking of what the next thing without pausing and reflecting and being like, wow, look what just happened. And so journaling for me is the opportunity to document my life and remember the process. And also too, giving these events and these memories a space in my life now to pull from and to gain wisdom from and to be grateful for. It is a powerful, powerful, powerful thing when you document your life and see your life written in front of you with a stack of books. It is an incredible thing. Now, it takes discipline to actually remember to write in this. I know my husband struggles with this a lot. I always tease him because he buys a journal and then he'll write one page in it. And then the next year he'll write another page. And his whole life is documented in this one book. And you could flip from page to page and see these different years. It's really funny. And I tease him all the time. So it does take discipline doing it. One thing that I do is I try to keep my journal by my bed all the time. And even if I just write a sentence or draw a little picture, I mean, seriously, especially when I was in my 20s, I would just doodle sometimes in it. There's no rules. People aren't going to be reading it. It's a way for you to express and document your life in your own unique way. I also try to, I write a lot of how I feel in it, but I also try to document some basic major events in my life just for memory's sake, because I know I've forgotten so many things already and I'm only 32 years old. I'm like, shoot, man, when I'm 60, what's this going to be like? So I actually write in sections, not all the time, but you know, every few months or so, I'll be like, this is what's going on in my life. And I'll even bullet point it. So many things you forget about, things people say to you. Have you had somebody say something to you, like give you a compliment, and it just meant so much to you? Someone speak over your business and just pour life into you and encourage you in a way that just spoke to your soul. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about, but words mean a lot to me. And when somebody says something to me that's really meaningful, I try to write it down, because you never know, 2-3 years from now, when you're flipping through your old journals and when you get discouraged and you reread something and you're like, whoa, that wasn't for then, that was for now. So allow a space to document the life that people speak over you and the encouragement and the good things and the bad things and the struggle and just the ins and outs of what life is really about, which is often all these moments that we completely forget. So grab a journal. You can put it by your bedside. You can put reminders in your phone. It gets easier the more you do it. Like, I don't even think about it now. It's just a huge part of my life. But it is a discipline, but it's one worth picking up. Again, not just for kicks and giggles because you're a writer, but just to honor the beautiful life that you've been giving and the beautiful days. And who knows, your kids, people who come after you, whether it's family or not, being able to document one human being's life in a stack of books. Dude, I think that's kind of cool. I do. On YouTube this week, I'm actually putting out a video of me going through and buying my journal for this year and talking a little bit more about journaling. I would love for you to go over to YouTube, hit subscribe, and check out that video. It's going to be interesting. And lastly, I wanted to share with you, we are having a mastermind group for content creators starting in January. So if you are wanting to be more consistent and deliberate with your content creation and get on a system this year so you're not freaking stressed over your podcast or your blog or whatever content you're putting out, join us over in this mastermind. It's going to be just a few weeks long, and we're going to share content calendars and help jumpstart each other's content for the new year. It's going to be super good. So you can click the link in the show notes to apply for that. Love you in your corner. I'll see you in a few days. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in unconventional leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.